Hello, this is Michelle Masurgeon for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. We're now going to hear from two local individuals who testified at the New York State Attorney General Letitia James' public hearing on the interactions between police and the public during recent protests. We'll first hear from Rosemary Riviera from Citizen Action of New York.
First, I'd like to thank Letitia James, the people's lawyer. As the co-executive director of Citizen Action of New York, we see this whirlwind moment as one that will hopefully change the narrative and transform the criminal justice system in our communities. The abuse and the neglect of our communities, combined with the economic uncertainty with which we are faced, has created a tipping point that can no longer be ignored. Now, we've led protests in New York from Buffalo all the way down to Albany. One of those protests happened on my street. And face-to-face with police officers in riot gear, my past experience told me that I was about to get my head bashed in. Now, something was telling those officers or someone to show restraint. And I know that without the world's condemnation and watchful eye, I would probably be talking to you from a hospital bed or not talking to you at all. And even with that, I was still struck twice, in two of them, once with a tear gas canister. I wonder if my bruises are still there. In our society, we have the misconception that the police deal with violence most of the time, but that's not true. In the city I was living in Rochester for 25 years, violent crime made up only 7% of all of it. And at the end of the day, police only resolved about 20% of crime. And I think about it, if I go to Target and I buy something and I'm not satisfied, I take it back. And what do I ask for? I ask for a refund. Well, today, millions of people are not satisfied with the service of the police and they're demanding a refund. And the way forward is clear. It's the reimagining. You ask someone else what reimagining safety in our state is. Imagine instead of dispatching a police officer, traffic rules were enforced by the Department of Transportation. Imagine dispatching social workers, which I believe that they're doing in Ohio. Thank you.
I want to thank you, Ms. Rivera. Thank you for working with our office again to combat the school-to-prison pipeline. And thank you for your comments here this evening. I have one question. The injuries that you pointed to, did that happen at a recent protest? And if so, where and...
It did. It happened. I live right here by Henry Johnson Boulevard in Albany. I've just moved here. I live on Clinton Avenue in a black community. There was a whole lot going on. I went out. They were pushing the protesters down towards Central Avenue. And they were waiting because they had like almost like a big tank and about five police officers on horseback. I don't know what they were waiting for, but then they started pushing forward and throwing tear gas canisters. I live on this street, so I cut through because I was looking. Someone told me someone was hurt by a rubber bullet, and I was like, well, they can come into my home. I live right here. So I was looking for them. As I moved down, police officer moved around, and all I could, I swear, I thought, oh my God, he sees me in this Citizen Action sweatshirt. I'm going, oh my God. And I turn to run, and all the processors are going this way. I'm going diagonally. He aimed it at me. It hit me on the back of my arm and erupted in my face. I've never been hit with tear gas in my life. It was a horrific experience. It really, I couldn't breathe. And that's the truth. But there was about 70 or 80 people there. Yeah.
Okay, so it was around 70 to 80 individuals. Were they protesting violently?
No, there was a city councilman from Albany. As a matter of fact, I talked to him, and he's like, oh, my God, they're doing this. When they threw a guy, I met a guy from Qatar and a guy and one of the city councilmen in that protest as well.
But it was a peaceful protest, yes?
Yes, it was. It was. Yes.
And the response to that peaceful protest was a
tear
tank?
Gas. I don't know if that is a tank. I wouldn't know the difference if I got hit with a tank or a big old Jeep. Like, I'm sorry. I don't want to say it was a tank, but it looked like one to me with five police officers. And yes, what they did was throw tear gas into the crowd and tried to move them towards Central Avenue where people were saying that they were being blocked off there.
And do you know who directed this tank and or that
I tear gas. I'm sorry. After I got hit with tear gas, I was gone.
Up next, we hear from Chelsea Miller giving her testimony at State Attorney General Letitia James' hearing from protesters.
Thank you so much for holding the space to discuss this important issue. I'm here on behalf of the New York State Coalition Against Sexual Assault. We're a coalition of advocates for survivors of sexual violence who are committed to ending oppression in all of its forms. I appreciate Rosemary Rivera for sharing her experience at a recent protest in Albany. I'm here to talk about what she and others experienced. The coalition condemns the violence perpetuated by local law enforcement in Albany, our home, during the first week of June. As experts on trauma, we're concerned about how the decisions made by state and local leaders will traumatize our communities in Albany and across the state. Our staff were firsthand witnesses to intensified policing and surveillance in primarily Black communities. Individuals living in these neighborhoods were held to vague curfews, threatened with violence from law enforcement, and overall had their inalienable rights dismissed. We also witnessed the presence of a heavily armed, militarized police force, including a massive armored vehicle, as Ms. Rivera mentioned, escalating otherwise peaceful situations. We also witnessed the use of excessive force, including rubber bullets and tear gas, in situations where de-escalation tactics would have been effective and should have been used. It was later revealed in a public forum held by City of Albany officials, including Mayor Kathy Sheehan and Police Chief Eric Hawkins, that the use of tear gas during the week of June 1st may have been in violation of the police department's rules. We call on our state and local leadership to commit to the following. Stop using excessive force against protesters and stop poisoning our communities with chemical weapons. Instead, require the widespread use of de-escalation tactics to prevent harm. If officers are not trained in these tactics, train them. If officers still choose to escalate, fire them. Increase consequences and liability for officers who engage in violence and misconduct. Acknowledge the historical trauma behind the grief and anger that our communities are expressing, and take action to prevent further traumatizing people who have already experienced the trauma of anti-Blackness and white supremacy. Respond to protests and grievances with policy and structural change, not with increased policing and surveillance. We encourage shifting resources away from law enforcement and toward non-police interventions that promote accountability in safe and healthy communities. Reduce the size of the police force and spending on militarization, and instead invest in the healthcare, housing, education, and other resources that our communities need and that actually increase safety and prevent violence.
Thank you, Ms. Miller. So Ms. Rivera indicated was unsure of the date. Do you have any idea when this happened, on what date?
I believe this was the event on June 3rd.
June 3rd. And she indicated that there were around 80 protesters. Well, was that correct?
I believe that was correct. I was watching via live stream.
Okay. And you indicated there was a massive armored vehicle. Do you know who directed that massive armored vehicle to respond to what appeared to be a peaceful protest?
It looked to me like the City of Albany Police Department was coordinating the response.
And what precipitated a massive armored vehicle and or tear gas? What exactly provoked the City of Albany to respond in such a fashion?
That is unclear based on what I saw.
And the de-escalation tactics, did they, as far as you know, did they engage in any de-escalation tactics? Have they been trained in those maneuvers?
As far as I know, they have been trained in those maneuvers, and as far as what I could see, there were no attempts to communicate with protesters before launching tear gas.
And as far as you know, did the protesters, did they throw projectiles? Were they violent? Did they throw anything at the police? Were they throwing, you tell me. Well, I don't understand. The response seems to be a little bit over the top.
Yes, ma'am. As far as I could see, the protesters did not throw anything at law enforcement. What we did hear from law enforcement is that night saying that there was a curfew in Albany, but there was not, in fact, a curfew in Albany that night. There was only a curfew June 1st.
And the demilitarization of the police department, was there any efforts at addressing that issue in response to what appeared to be a peaceful protest?
No, there have not been.
And was there anything in response to the use of chemical weapons on peaceful protesters?
There has not been a response, only the news story that came out that Mayor Sheehan and Police Chief Hawkins acknowledged that the use of tear gas may have been in violation of the police department's rules.
Was anyone disciplined based upon the events of June 3rd?
Not to my knowledge.
Was anyone transferred based on the events of June 3rd?
Not to my knowledge.